You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Surfing when you're sad. Checking in. I hope you're doing fantastic. But the truth is, this life isn't easy, and I know you're going to get sad at some point, as we all do. And, yeah, I mean, it's clear that it won't last forever, but happiness will come too. And I guess you could talk every day about surfing when you're happy, but it's trust me when I share this story with reluctancy, because it's not that I was sad to be sad, but it's been in field testing. Let me explain. It's such a beautiful part of our lives, the surfing lifestyle, and that's constantly why we talk about uncovering the depths within your own surfing. So if surfing's something that you lean on through any time in life and through all times in life, what a joy. I find myself in that camp. I'm sure you do too. That's why you're listening. So, you know, when you get to those places where you just, maybe it's the long season where it's just taken weeks and months and years, maybe, and how to think about things, how to get through things. Well, I'm just going to go surfing. And you're using surfing as a, I don't want to use the word crutch. Let's find a better one, as a partner through those days. Through those hours, maybe minutes. But I've been running an experiment. It's based in the premise of, you know, if you distill something down to its most basic parts and focus on that within a complexity, then the rest that you're not paying attention to are naturally flowing. They're on autopilot, so to speak. So next time you're sad, and I'm sorry it's going to come, but it will, and you decide to go surfing, or you're sad and you're going surfing, either one, I ran this experiment. Just paddle out. Well, let's back up a little bit. You know, they say to go surfing just to be in a large body of water has benefits to both one's health and well-being. Now, that's pretty obvious, and we've all felt it, so... Well, great. They're to start. You're going to be better off going surfing. But for me, I like to ride waves, and so just getting in the water, although those benefits are there, and maybe it's already a win, it or help. I want to surf. I get frustrated not surfing. Just being in the water makes sense. I mean, I guess you could just go swim. That'll be fun too. But we're surfers. We want to ride waves. I do. So take off on a wave and just drag your hand across the face. I found the best is throughout the bottom turn up into a line and trim. Front side is just more natural, but backside is even more complex, and have fun with that. But it's, and just paying attention to the way your hands are dragging across the face. Picture yourself with the car window down and you got your hand flying out, you know, creating a poor form of a foil, incorporating Bernoulli's principle there, and you're feeling the lift. Well, I mean, on the simpler terms, just dragging one's hand across the water as you're moving, it takes quite a bit of focus to do it, mostly to remember to do it, but then while you're doing it and watching your hand, the fascination of how the water's moving. Now, naturally, I am really fascinated by how the water moves and spend my every waking hour thinking about it around these boards. But do run the experiment yourself. It's it's quite fascinating. But what happens, and I don't want to dissect the whole thing, but it seems to last. The memory of just doing that. Now, you might do that on every wave you ride, but I think paying attention to it when you do that, being intentional about that, highlights all sorts of other things. And then the session continues, but I can almost guarantee you'll remember that sensation when you drive away or walk away from that session. So therein is a free little piece of stoke in your pocket and might help you through the bad days. Now, as I said, I was reluctant to share the story because, well, maybe that was just the surf that made me feel better. So, yeah, a few weeks later, went to the beach. It was a great day, having a great time. Life was good that day. And, well, I tried it on that session, and it worked the same. So to simplify the whole thing is to simplify this complex task down to maybe just one element, dragging one's hand across the face, made one hyper-focus on one part of a complex process, and that's what life is complex, and paying attention to one thing, and even paying attention to surfing, is even that's too big, all the way down to just 3, 4, 2, then one finger, as though your finger painting along the wave canvas. Super fun to do. I'll finish with a story and let you go and surf happy or sad and try that out for yourself. Been fun to try for myself. Ran into a friend at the beach just a few days ago, and he asked if I parked next to each other, so we were suiting up, and he asked if I'd been surfing lately. I said, yeah, I had a fantastic surf with my son yesterday. It was his birthday, and I'd built him a new board, and just the waves were just absolutely, for one, they were perfect, but they were really beautiful too, just to be in the water and look at it. And he was enjoying rides, and it was one of those you'll remember forever. And gosh, you just never know what someone else is going through. And he kind of choked up and expressed how it was, yesterday was the anniversary of his son's passing, and it's always a day that he surfs remembering him. It was just radical, you know, thinking about what everyone's going through in life, what you're going through, what others are going through. It's, you know, to each his own, but we're in it together to a degree, and yet surfing is such a solo activity. So yeah, tap into it. Hope you're feeling happy, and when you're feeling sad, drag those fingers across the face, see if it works for you, and experiments continue. Speak soon.